This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcoming you one more time to the Tafsir Bites. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we are with Surah Al-Hijr. Welcome back, all of you. Jazakum Allah khair. It's been a while. I hope you had a good rest after Ramadan. So back with Tafsir, inshallah ta'ala. I don't know if you can pull back your books, notebooks, or you can take some notes, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Al-Hijr. Because the last time we met, we were with Surah Ibrahim. So now we are with Surah Al-Hijr. Surah Al-Hijr is Surah number 15, and it has 99 verses, 99 ayat, and it's Juz number 14. Surah Al-Hijr, or you may call it the Stone Land. It is a Mecki Surah. This Surah is Mecki. It comes right so after Surah Ibrahim. Al-Hijr, or the valley, because this valley is mentioned in it, that's why it's been called after the valley or the stone land. And as I mentioned, is a Mecki surah, and there is no virtues that is actually mentioned regarding this surah in particular. Excuse me. Other than it is from the Al-Mathani. Al-Mathani are those of you who are new to this, we mentioned that there are four types of surahs in the Quran. Four types of surahs. We have as-sab' at-tiwal, the seven long ones. So the seven long ones are, like al-Baqarah, al-Imran, al-Nisa. Those are the seven long ones, the seven of them that were long, that way over 100 ayat. And then comes the al-Mi'in. Al-Mi'in, those that are 100 ayah more or less, right? 100 ayah more or less. And then you have al-Mathani. Al-Mathani, those that are below the hundreds. And then, you have hundreds, and then those below hundreds. And then you have al-Mufassal. Those are the very short ones called al-Mufassal. Those are the four types of surahs in the Quran. This is considered, because it's 99, so it's considered to be from Al-Mathani. Some say it's Mi'in, because Mi'in could be 100 up, less or more, but the ulama, consider this ayah as from, or this surah is from Al-Mathani. And it is number 53 in terms of its revelation. Why, what does that mean, 53? 53, we have 114 surahs in the Quran. This surah is number 53 in terms of its revelation, although it is number 15 in the Quran, but that does not mean it is number 15 in terms of the revelation. It is just 15 in the Mus'haf, in the Quran. But in terms of revelation, this surah, it's the number 53, 53rd, right after Surah Yusuf. It was revealed right after Surah Yusuf and before Surah Al-An'am. The surah, the introduction, and those of you again who are new, we talked about 10 types of introductions in the Quran, right? 10 types of of introductions. And there are some introductions that start with huruf at-tahajji, like alif lam mim, alif lam ra, alif lam mim sad, hamim, qaf. These are called huruf at-tahajji. Surah Al-Hijr starts with also huruf at-tahajji. It starts with alif lam ra. Alif, Lam, Ra, which is called Huruf al-Tahajji. Tilka ayatul kitab wa Qur'anin mubin. So this is the start of Surah Al-Hijr. It starts with Alif, Lam, Ra. The mawdu' of the surah, the topic, the main topic of the surah, it talks about the divine laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also talks about some stories of from the previous nations, and also it proves or indicates the the signs of the hypocrites, or the signs of the kafirin, the mushrikeen, the non-believers, and their and what's going to happen to them in this life and the life of the hereafter. So, but in general, the surah, the main content or the topic of the surah, talks about the divine laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the surah is, you know, mentioned, or it's actually split into two main categories or main sections. We have the first section that talks about al-hujjah. Al-hujjah means setting the evidence. The first main section of the surah talks about the evidence, that this Quran is the evidence, like setting, you know, a clear bayina, evidence. And then, or the indication of the straight path, you know, evidence or the indication of the straight path. And then the second section of the surah talks about the glad tidings and talks about warnings. So glad tidings, they come with warnings as well. So this is the main topic of the surah. The muqaddima, which is the introduction, starts from verse number 1 to verse number 15. From 1 to 15, it's all about the introduction. And this introduction talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he starts with Alif Lam Ra, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ وَقُرْآنٍ مُبِينٍ. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Doubt, the doubters in the Day of Judgment, they will wish that they have become Muslims, that they have become believers. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, starts with that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doubters in the Day of Judgment, they will wish that they had become believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَرْهُمْ, and this is something really interesting here, you know, O Muhammad, ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلهيهم الأمل فسوف يعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave them to eat and enjoy and be preoccupied with false hopes. Because Prophet Muhammad was making so much effort. And then, you know, when sometimes people do not believe in the message, it will really cause him pain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Prophet Muhammad, ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا. Let them, leave them to eat and enjoy, you know, and be preoccupied with false hopes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ayat, starts talking about signs of his creations, like the heavens, like the earth. And again, settling the evidence against the non-believers, the evidence from the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. Indeed, we have put in this, جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, in this heavens, big stars, stars. In this heavens, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made, you know, has put in these big stars and beautified it for those beholders. As you can see sometimes, subhanAllah, when you look at the sky, especially at night, and then you look at these beautiful stars, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the purpose of these stars is to beautify this world, this being, you know, for the beholders. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, another signs, the sign of the earth, the sign of the stars, the sign of the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرْضَ بَنَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِي. And the earth we have spread out and placed firm mountains. It took years. It took centuries for biologists and scientists to come out and then just to realize that in fact the purpose of mountains on this earth is to keep the balance, or to keep the earth in balance. People, they look at mountains, and mountains are just mountains, but actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set these mountains and put them on earth to keep the earth in balance. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that in the Quran, with the earth, and we have spread out and placed firm mountains. Who would think of something like that? Who would even, you know, like I said, it took them centuries to realize after all these discoveries that they have, you know, come out with, biologists and scientists, that then they realize that in fact this earth or these mountains just to put the, you know, earth in balance. So again, Allah Azza wa Jal, in the first section of Surah Al-Hijr, he's just showing his signs, his powers, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'al bayan tariq al-ihtida. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the path, the straight path, by mentioning the story of Adam and Iblis, that very well-known story between, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن صَلْصَالٍ مِّنْ حَمَئٍ مَّسْنُونَ. Verse number 28. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah Azza wa Jalla told the angels that I'm be creating bashar. I'm creating this being from salsal, from this clay. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, when I give creation to this new being, make sujood to him. You know that story. And all the angels, they made, you know, sujood to Adam. They prostrated to Adam, except Iblis. And then came that story between, that conversation, that dialogue between Iblis and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those, all this in the first section of Surah Hijr. And then the second section of Surah Hijr, between verse number 49 and 84. 49 and 84. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with وَنَبِّئْهُمْ عَنْ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالَ سَلَامٌ. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling, you know, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim and those angels who came as guests. And Ibrahim, you know, as he was terrified when he prepared this meal for them, and then he saw that they were not eating, you know. So these guests, they came to Ibrahim because they were on a mission to destroy the Qawm Sadum, the people of Sadum, which is the people of Lut alayhi salam. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that in Surah Al-Hijr between verse, you know, 49 and verse 84. Allah Azza wa Jal also talks about other nations, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then comes in verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This is why the surah is under Surah Al-Hijr. Here Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Ashab al-Hijr, the people of the valley. Verily, the dwellers of the Hijr, they have doubted the messengers. They did not believe in the messengers. So Allah Azza wa Jalla here talks about the people of al-Hijr and the story when, you know, their prophets, you know, were sent to them. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla moves to the khatima, the conclusion, from verse 85 to verse number 99, because the whole surah is 99 verses. So here, the, as I mentioned, you have the intro, and then you have two sections, and then you have the khatima. The khatima, or the conclusion. The conclusion is from verse 85 to verse number 99. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, one more time, talks about his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creations of the earth again, and the creations of these heavens, that he created them with the truth, with the haqq. And that the sa'ah is atiya, and that Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about the sa'ah, the hour, that this hour is the truth and it shall come, you know, with when it's been appointed by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more time, where is this? Let me just go back to the conclusion of Surah Al-Hijr. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. One more time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending Prophet Muhammad, as these nations, he's trying, he's doing his best, his utmost efforts to, you know, make people embrace the religion of Tawheed, but a lot of people were not, you know, believing in him, so that caused him a lot of pain. Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses the Prophet Muhammad, and he says, and we know that you're, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَدِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. And we know that you're your breast, you know, feels that pain because of what they say to you, because maybe they curse, because they don't want to believe, because they speak bad about, you know, about the doubt. They doubt this book. They doubt the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Prophet Muhammad, he tells him, oh, Ya Rasulullah, if you're feeling that anxiety, if you're feeling that pain, the remedy is فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّجِدِينَ. And this is a lesson for all of us out there. If you go into any difficulties or any hardship, my brothers and sisters, the one of the remedies is فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّجِدِينَ. Make tasbih to your Lord. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Praise your Lord, glorify your Lord. وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّجِدِينَ. And be from those who make sujood. يعني تسبيح and salah are one of the remedies that will alleviate stress, distress, anxiety, depression. Who says? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Beautifully, right? This is why the tafsir is beautiful, but subhanAllah, it is only for some very specific people who like, you know, to dwell into tafsirs, because tafsir, you need to reach a level for you to be able to really enjoy it, and to benefit from it, because there are people who are not in that level yet. They just want spirituality, which is great, you know, there's levels. But then once you start talking about tafsir, you need very, you know, savvy kind of students that would really be enjoying the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, again, the tafsir, we can make it beautiful. We can make it, you know, sweet and short and beautiful, you know, because I'm not going deep into it. At the very end, Allah Azza wa Jal here is giving us a remedy. And this remedy is not only for Prophet Muhammad, for all of us. Anybody who's going through some sort of pain in their heart, you know, in terms of maybe, like I said, stress, distress, anxiety, depression, all these mental health that we're talking about nowadays. The Prophet, Allah Azza wa Jalla, tells him, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Make tasbih, praise your Lord. وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And be from those who make lots of sujood. Lots of sujood, meaning lots of prayers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends, you know, with that in the khatima, in the conclusion of this surah, Surah Al-Hijr. And this will bring an end to our session today. After a week off, we're back, alhamdulillah. And this tafsirs, my brothers and sisters, will not be daily tafsirs. It will be only 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, inshallah ta'ala, right? Mondays, just so you can, you know, put that on your calendars. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah ta'ala. We're done with Surah Al-Hijr, my brothers and sisters. Those of you who've come in late, it is, you can always go back and watch them on, watch the session on Instagram or on Facebook. It's also recorded on Facebook. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. The Homemade Happiness is coming back again. Homemade Happiness is coming back today as well, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time, inshallah. 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time. That's for the Homemade Happiness, episode number 10, if you remember. So we took a week off right before after Ramadan, and then we're back, alhamdulillah. So, we're going to be doing that as well. You know, the Surah Al-Kahf as well. With regard to the tafsir, is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But Surah Al-Kahf, we'll do that we'll change the timing for Surah Al-Kahf from 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time to 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, inshallah ta'ala. I will make announcement for that, right? We will make announcement for Surah Al-Kahf. But with regard to the Tafsir Bites, 3 times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, inshallah ta'ala. Surah Al-Kahf will be on Friday as well, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum. Jazakum Allah khair. Narakum, inshallah ta'ala, as-sa'a as-sadisa today, inshallah. We'll see you all 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time for the Homemade Happiness. Jazakallah khair. Ahlan, Sheikh Mus'ad. Barakallahu fikum. MashaAllah, Sheikh Mus'ad is with us today. نتمنى رؤيتك شيخنا اليوم الساعة السادسة مساء في يعني هذا الدورة. الحمد لله اللي عندنا دورة الـ homemade happiness، الجنة في بيوتنا، ممكن نسميها الجنة في بيوتنا، هي محاضرات إن شاء الله تعالى. One second. أيوة ها يا هذا الشيخ مسعد، يا هلا بشيخ مسعد، شيخ مسعد يا هلا بالشيخ.
حياكم الله يا شيخ رياض، عفوا في الشوبينج برا، ولكن حبينا نسلم عليك ونسلم على ضيوفك.
وعليك وعليك السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته. هلا مره ثانيه سبحان الله، ها بقطع اجان بلف بلف بلف.
النت النت بالهاتف سبحان الله، يعني لا ادري اي المشكله.
والله لك وحشه شيخنا، لك وحشه، بارك الله فيك.
الإيمان عندنا ضعيف شوية يا شيخ رياض.
لا لا أبدا يا شيخ، إيش أنا ضعيف ولا أحكي علي أنا، مو عليك أنت.
ربنا يرفع قدرك إن شاء الله وبارك في جمهورك وبارك فيك وأهلك إن شاء
الله. الله يجزاك الخير، بارك الله فيك شيخنا، وسلمنا على الأهل وعلى الأحباب وعلى الأولاد، الله يحفظك يا رب.
سلمكم الله من كل هذا سوء حبيب، الله يفتح.
بارك الله فيك شيخنا، حياكم الله. السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. يلا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. السلام عليكم.